Hello, thank you for Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. This is Vernon Shaw.
Hello.
I just fired your aide.
Oh, no.
You guys must not fucking... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cuss, but you guys must not screen these people because that woman is not very smart at all.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to tell her 3 or 4 times what you want done to get it done. You guys couldn't have interviewed her.
Oh, my.
You're the ones that hired her. I didn't.
I'm sorry, Mr. Vernon. I'm going to reach out to a manager and see if we can get you another attendant.
You know, something, they need to screen these people because this lady, I'm sorry, but she's borderline dumb. And I didn't care. I don't treat people like that. But she said, oh, you just stay on me all the time. You're on me all the time. No, it's not. You keep making me repeat and teach you shit. And it gets aggravating.
Yeah, that can be frustrating.
Yeah, when it's the same thing every day 3 or 4 times.
Okay, I'm reaching out to a manager to get you another attendant. I'm so sorry.
Well, that's why she ain't got a job. I don't see how she'd keep a job. And I told her, I said, if you can't do it, leave. And she got up and left and wouldn't even hardly say nothing.
Okay.
But I'm not going to put up with somebody that I have to teach like a little kid. The biggest
end. I understand.
You know, and I'll guarantee you they probably didn't do one interview with this woman. There ain't no way they could have. You know, not everybody has to be smart. But when I was sitting trying to talk to her about it, all she did is got offended. And I was trying to tell her, it aggravates me for you not to pay attention, and you keep asking me the same thing 3 and 4 times, over and over and over. And I'm talking simple stuff. You know, she got that poor me, my husband took my kid, blah, 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 the whole world's against her, that kind of shit too, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can tell that she's, I can see why she's not married. I can see exactly why.
I'll leave $250. So what do you think?
When you called, I was having problems with her, and I couldn't talk to you.
Okay.
You know, even when she come here, I told her that I'd been through some floods, and I'm fixing everything up, and, you know, she'd have to bear with me. But every day, the same questions over and over and over. It's, I'm where I don't even want her around because it's getting aggravating. And I don't dislike her. I'm not mad at her. None of that. The girl is just not very smart.
Okay.
And that's why she's 55 years old looking for a job. I was a superintendent. The last job I was on, I had 210 men working below me. I don't put up with bullshit. I see through it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've heard every excuse you can have. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I didn't want to fire her because I need an aide, but the attitude she copped, I'm not her husband. I'm not married to her. Get the fuck out of my house. I'd think twice before I send her anywhere else. And I want the girl to get ahead. She's trying to... She's had problems, she's had friends, and she's trying to get her own place and all that. You know, I was trying to help her. I was having to give her gas money and shit to help her out. She said the company told you guys to ask me for it.
Oh.
Which I know that's not right.
No.
But I didn't mind. You know, I had her running around doing shit for me. I didn't mind giving her five bucks here and there. But I can tell that it's the whole world when it comes to her, and not her. You know, that type of person.
Yeah.
The whole world's picking on her. Like yesterday, I told her when she went to store, I said, these big baskets is too heavy for you, you know, laundry baskets. I said,
mm-hmm.
get the next smaller size, and then me and you both can carry them because I can't hardly walk anymore. She comes home with the smallest basket they sold.
Oh, no.
And it ain't like I don't have the money to pay for it. You know what I mean? I got $2,500 in my pocket. Not counting my two bank accounts. You know what I mean?
Right.
So when I want something, it's not your decision. It's my decision. So the only reason she bought the little ones is because they were the cheapest. Well, I didn't need the cheapest. You know what I mean? I need something big enough I can carry my laundry in, but not too big. And she couldn't comprehend it.
Right.
I'm trying to give you an example of some of the shit that aggravated me.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I just reached out to Sarah so we can get you another attendant.
I'm too far away. It's hard. Yeah, my heart's getting real iffy, and I got a procedure August 31st. And I don't need to sit around and get aggravated at somebody every day because you got to retrain them every day. Like I told her, you know, that the flood that I got hit with, it knocked my drains and all that out, and I was working on sinks to get it just where I can do dishes and heat the water up and stuff. And every day she's on me about the same thing. I said, didn't I tell you when I get it fixed, I tell you? I'm working on it. Well, I finally got it fixed last night. But that stuff's not easy to do, you know what I mean?
Right.
Especially when you're handicapped. Yeah, I'm not mad at her. I don't dislike her. But the girl just, I think you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I understand.
They're just people that's one quarter shy of the dollar, you know? And I was going to give her a chance and help her and everything else, but she got smart with me. You're just staying on me all the time. I said, because I have to repeat myself all day long with you. Everything I ask you. I said, if you got a learning disability, that's fine. I'll work around it. You know?
Yeah.
But she got shitty with me, so I said, you can just leave then. I'm not going to let her sit in my house and get shitty with me.
Yeah, that's not okay.
And again, I
do apologize.
It's not your guy's fault. It's just, if they're going to hire people like this far away, they got to have some way of interviewing them. I think you guys ought to have a room set up and let them go in there and troubleshoot it and figure it out. You know what I mean? Go in there and get that room together for me and stand back and watch them through a two-way mirror. I know companies ain't going to do that, but.
Yeah, I don't think so. But.
My job paid a lot more, so I could be a lot more paid, you guys. You know what I mean? When you're paying them $30, $35 an hour, they better know what they're doing and they better act right.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I was the superintendent for Crown Plaza Hotels. I was superintendent for Golden Crow restaurants. I was superintendent for Mac General Contracting. So I've worked a lot of people. I know how to work people.
Oh.
You know, and if she felt like I was on her all the time, there's no sense of her being here then. And if I have to do it all the time, she's not qualified for the job.
Yeah, she's not able to complete the duties that she needs to.
No matter what I told her, I'm sorry, she would ask me 3 or 4 more times at different times again. And then when she'd go do it, she'd ask me again. And then the next time she'd do it, she'd ask me. Well, I don't know about you, but that gets aggravating.
Yeah. It can be quite frustrating.
Yeah, and I was trying to help her because I know the girl's in a spot. She's trying to get her own place and all that. I wanted it to work out. Plus, I need the help.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to find the help, you know. And I ain't going to nursing home. The hell with that.
No. Oh, no.
Not when I own a place at the lake that's 100% paid for.
Right.
I'd get in trouble in one of them places. When they're mean to me, I'd get me an ink pen or something and stab them in the leg or something.
Oh, no, 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 no.
I ain't going to lay in a bed and let them be mean to me and beat on me. You know, some of the horror stories you hear. I got type personality.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as they got close to me, I'd grab a hold of them and wouldn't turn loose. You ain't going to beat me up laying in a bed.
No.
And I'm martial arts trained, have been my whole life. I was in special forces in the military.
Nice.
I know how to take my thumb and make somebody cry with just my thumb. No, I'm sorry. You know, I put up with it the first week. I thought she just knew, you know. She just scared. And I asked her that. I said, if you're just new and you're nervous and shit like that, just say it. And I'll leave. I said, but it's not going to work with me having to tell you every day, every time, over and over what to do.
Yeah.
Well, you're on me all the time because you asked me. I'll tell you the truth. She's one of them poor me's that everybody's done her wrong. I said, well, you know, you can say what you want. I've had 3 wives, 4 kids. And they were 3 babies' mamas. And I said, every time I went to court, it was the same thing. I said, you did something wrong, or they wouldn't have took your daughter from you. I said, it's none of my business, but they just don't take your kids. Oh, no, he knew the problem. I said, no, nah, that shit don't work. I said, you had to have done something for that court to make you lose your kid. You know, they don't want to hear that shit. So I didn't talk about it no more, but it's the truth. And courts just didn't take my kids from their mom, you know.
Yeah.
Heck no, I had to pay child support till they were old. The last one stayed in school till she was 26, so child support didn't stop till she was 26.
Okay, I just got a response from Sarah. She said she will reach out to you. We can get you a new attendant for next week.
I'll start looking for one, too, just in case she can't find one, you know, because it's hard to find them now. Young people don't want to work.
Yeah.
I've offered it to my grandsons that's still living at their mom's and their grandmas and everywhere, and they don't help get in for it. They'd rather lay there and not have to do nothing, you know. It's just getting bad.
Yeah.
When I retired, the youngest guy we had in our construction company was 35 years old. That was the youngest guy. What's these people going to do in 10, 15 years when there's nobody to build their buildings, nobody to put the electric in, nobody put the plumbing in?
Right.
I ain't gonna have to worry about it. I'm so old, I smell like dirt. I'll be gone before it happens, but it's gonna happen. I tell you what it's gonna do. I seen it about 30-40 years ago in one of those Popular Mechanics or something like that, you know, the Future, one of them kind of magazines. And they said back then that the trades, the carpenters, the plumbers, the nurses, the people like that, was going to start getting a high pay. And all the people in them office jobs and everything's getting a big pay, it's going to go to minimum wage. There's too many of them. And there's not enough carpenters and stuff.
Yeah.
That's why Trump's telling all these kids, go to trade school. Don't waste your money on college. Go to trade school. That's where the money's going to be. So if you got kids, I kind of watch and coach them too. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Spend $200,000 like my daughter did on a biology degree, you know, where she works in labs and stuff, and then don't even work it. I'm like, why'd you? She just wanted to be in school, I think, you know. She loves school.
Yeah.
I went back to college, and it is fun. I don't know if you ever went, but it is fun. It's a different. Huh?
I say, yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's different.
It's a nice experience to have.
You know, you can eat in the classroom. You can talk to the teacher, friend. You know what I mean? It's not like the high school and elementary. I really enjoyed it. But then I got the cancer and I had to quit. That's when I fell and got hurt. They're training me to work with kids, abuse kids. Retraining me. And I got the cancer and I had to drop out of college.
Oh, no.
Yeah, if you ever know anybody, Missouri's got a program. Say you know, you've been a career a while. If you get hurt to where you can't do your career no more, Missouri has a program that will pay for your further education to get you a second career. So just keep that in mind. If you ever know anybody that gets hurt and has to quit their job, you know, Missouri does have a program. They'll pay for you to be retrained in a new job. Like I said, they were going to let me be a child, work with children.
Oh.
Big old redneck, you know, a carpenter, 20-inch arms in there, working with kids. But I was going to do it. I really love kids, and they like me, so that's what I picked, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you don't need any more, I thought I'd call and tell you that I sent her out of here.
Okay. Well, I definitely reached out to Sarah. She's going to reach out to you sometime today to speak with you and give you another attendant.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah, she can. She can say everything that she wants to Sarah. But what she's talking about me riding her is because I had to keep teaching her the same thing over and over. Well, it gets aggravating.
Yeah.
It
can be pretty frustrating.
You could tell the girl something, and it wouldn't be 1 minute, and she'd turn around and ask you how to do it again. And then a few minutes later, ask you again. And then she'd wonder why you get upset. And like I said, if Sarah talks to her and that girl's got a learning disability or anything like that, I'll work with her. But you can't just get shitty with me and tell me, well, if you don't like me, then just let me go. So I said, all right, leave. I fired hundreds of people. She just don't understand. It don't bother me to fire somebody. But now, I don't know if it'd work out now. Once I send her out of here, if she comes back, you know, it might be a problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll quit bugging you. I just thought I'd call and let you guys know.
You're fine.
I wanted to let you know the real reason I sent her out of here.
Okay.
It's all because
okay.
of what I told you. That's exactly the truth. I try not to be dishonest.
Okay, well, I definitely have that in the note here, and Sarah's aware that we needed to be staffed again, and we're going to work on that for you.
All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Don't get in no trouble.
Thank you.
My son.
Oh, no.
My son lives down there by you. I know how St. Louis is. Be careful.
Oh, definitely.
I was born there. One of my families from around Pacific and Salem and They all live down around there. I'm not real familiar with it, but I learned how to swim in the Merrimack River.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my grandparents and my uncles and stuff were down there on my dad's side. Yeah, I know. But I heard they're cleaning St. Louis up. Is that true? On the crime?
Yeah, they're trying.
Yeah, I heard that they've been
doing
stuff, and it's getting better than what I heard. My son moved out of St. Louis over into Illinois somewhere. He said
okay.
It was too rough for him down there. He said they were riding around on four-wheelers and stuff with guns and shit. That's crazy, ain't it? All right, well, I'll quit bugging you.
Okay.
I'm going to get off here.
Okay. All right, Mr. Vernon, I will talk to you next
month,
okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.